are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And this Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Vistacare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates. And joining me this morning from the South Dakota Discovery Center, it is Rhea. Good morning, Rhea.
Good morning.
It's been a little while.
It's been a little while, and when I heard that jingle, I'm like, I'm going to hum that all day long.
That's one that just gets stuck in your head, and it's a good one to get stuck
it
in your
is.
Head.
It is, absolutely. I'm excited to be here. We have a big day ahead of us.
You do. Always a lot going on, but today... Today is open house day.
Today is an open house day. That's right. So if you have time to stop by either over lunch or after work, we're going to be open for a specific reason because we need input from the community to hear what do they treasure about the Discovery Center, what they'd like to see for the future, because it is time for us to think about our future and make some maybe tough decisions.
Right.
So that's kind of scary, but it's also a huge opportunity, and we are really looking forward to it. So we're actually going to have an architect with us there at the Discovery Center that we are working with to figure out what could the Discovery Center look like if we're not bound by the restrictions that we have right now. How can a really safe and accessible and welcoming space look like? Because, again, there's big things in store for us, and we have to make decisions, and I would love to hear from the community again. What do you like about the Discovery Center? What do you not want to go away in this community? How do you utilize us? And, you know, what can we do better together? I'm really excited for that.
Yeah, and that kind of input is so important because it's for the community.
It is. We are a nonprofit. We serve the community. If the community is not behind us and if the community doesn't need something, we don't have to do it.
Right. And, I mean, this open house is a good chance for people to get in there, check things out.
Yep, get a tour behind the scenes to see what is going on and why we're making those tough decisions or why we're at this point right now. I know everyone is aware of the amazing facility that we are in right now, those beautiful windows, right? Everyone has driven past it. There's no way to go through Pier without driving past it. But unfortunately, some of the insides don't look that crisp anymore. And so if you want to see what's going on, talk to us, just, you know, get to know us a little better. Whatever it is, come on by. There's going to be yummy refreshments that I have right now in my car and going to deliver at the Discovery Center. So there's a little bit of food and drink. And we're just going to chat and bring your kids, bring whoever you want to. They can play while we talk shop.
Yeah.
And if you don't have time to come by today, there is a survey on our website, sd-discovery.org. Right on the front page is a little tile with a survey because, again, if you can't make it, we still want to hear from you.
Right.
So please take that survey and just let us know.
Yeah, that input is so important.
It is.
And, of course, you've always got things going on. I mean, you've got the new exhibits there. You've got the Teen Science Cafes.
Right. If you haven't checked out our new Soil is Life exhibit, come on by. It's a huge hit.
Yes.
We're still collecting pieces for our ceiling, which is going to be a soil on underside of the soil, basically, an artist rendering of what soil and root systems look like. So you can participate in that. It's another reason to stop by, see the exhibit. But we also have exciting things for teen happening. So what we're doing, what we're really focusing on is workforce development, actually.
Okay.
So we're trying to help teens specifically in our community in Central South Dakota to explore careers, something that they can be doing and maybe something that they can go off to college but then come back into our community too.
Yes.
And, you know, we need the young people to come back. And especially in Central South Dakota where we don't have School of Mines or SDSU or USD, those big universities that can show you all the paths that are out there.
Right.
We're really trying to make an effort to show those kids and bring scientists and STEM professionals from all over the state to Pierre to talk to them. And the next thing that's coming up is actually November 4th is a Scrubs camp. So we have taken on with the Department of Health to do Scrubs camps in South Dakota. And that is November 4th. And all high schoolers can sign up through their high school counselors. So the schools have all the information and even homeschoolers can sign up. They just have to get in touch with Bree Oatman at the Discovery Center and put their information in and can join with that and figure out. So Scrubs camps are health careers. What is out there in health careers that might be an option for them to pursue? And obviously, you know, Avera is a big partner in that.
Yeah.
Because we have those opportunities right here in town. And then the next thing, Teen Science Cafe that you mentioned, on November 9th is our next Teen Science Cafe, which is going to be sports medicine related. So that's going to be really interesting. exciting.
Yeah.
And then we are trying to get this going that we, every first Tuesday starting in December, that we're going to have a Teen Science Cafe, which is open to all middle and high schoolers. We always bring in a STEM professional where the teens can actually ask tough questions or just whatever comes to their mind. And we have that dialogue going and they can really dive into a career that they may or may not be interested in, but it's a really fantastic opportunity to just explore what is out there.
Yeah, that is a wonderful opportunity for the kids, like you said, to ask the questions. Maybe they think they're interested. They learn a little bit more, and you know, it's not for them, but you know, there's
still learn a lot. Yeah, it doesn't matter if this is going to be your career or not. It's just an interesting thing to learn more about. And I think in December, we're going to talk about languages in December.
Oh,
wow. We're going to get some of our exchange students to talk about, you know, different languages and how they came together. And it's going to be, it's a really fun event.
Yeah, there's some great opportunities with the Teen Science Cafe.
Absolutely.
And believe it or not, just around the corner, Best for Last.
Can you believe it?
It's
our
that time.
Big fundraiser. November 18th is the day for Best for Last. Tickets are still available, and we have two types of tickets. Either you choose to come finally again in person to our party,
right,
where we have free beer, free wine, and free foods from local chefs. We're really excited for that, and obviously the chance to win $10,000. Either you could choose to come in person, or if you say, I'm not comfortable with that, even though we're only at half capacity, but if you say, I'm out of town, I don't have, I'm not interested in the party, you can buy the raffle ticket only, and of course, you don't have to be present to win. You still have a chance to get $10,000, so.
That's a pretty good deal.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They can get those tickets how, Rhea?
Online, sd-discovery.org is the easiest, but you can always stop by our place or give us a call, 224-8295.
Perfect. So don't miss the open house today. It's going to be a lot of fun, and get in on the Best for Last.
Fantastic.
Lots of good things happening, as always, at the Discovery Center. Well, thank you for stopping in this morning.
Thank you so much, and I hope I'll get lots of feedback.
Yes.
Again, this is the time for the community to speak up. Please tell us.
Yes.
We want this to be a community that has, you know, the best future for our children. Help us make that happen.
Most definitely. And today's a perfect day to help out with that. So there is the Tuesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at VistaCare, Lee Real Estate, and Audiology Associates.